While it's well known that comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement therapy was first used in clinical practice at Tahoma Clinic, it's not as well known that the safe, effective, inexpensive, and entirely natural cure for approximately 90% of all bladder infections also was used for the very first time right here at Tahoma Clinic in the 1980s. At that time, Tahoma Clinic was located in what was then semi-rural Kent, an area of farms, individual homes, and the occasional small subdevelopment. Sure has changed, hasn't it? A couple, we'll call them Mom and Dad, makes it easy, came in with their daughter who wasn't more than 9 or 10 years old, likely younger. Even though neither Mom nor Dad was an engineer or an accountant, Mom brought in several three-ring binders with every one of her daughter's medical records copied and neatly separated into categories, including nearly every doctor visit, lab test, hospitalization that she had ever had. Dad was there mostly to provide support. He kept his arms crossed for nearly the whole time the family was in my office, and the few questions he asked were skeptical. Mom explained that the physicians at Seattle Children's Hospital, which is an excellent and caring institution, had told them to prepare because their daughter might be needing a kidney transplant in the next few years. Mom and Dad had been told their daughter's kidneys were getting weaker because she had suffered one urinary tract or kidney infection infection after another since she was very small. Previously effective antibiotics were no longer working, and she was having increasingly severe reactions to the few that remained. When asked if she had the results of the urine cultures in her daughter's records, Mom quickly pulled out several of them. All were positive for the most common cause of urinary tract infections, E. coli, which for the technically inclined is called Escherichia coli. Mom said she could look for more, but she was sure they were always E. coli. And for those of you who know about this, yeah, close to 90% of all urinary tract infections are that E. coli bacteria. Now, coincidentally, although some would say it's no coincidence, a few weeks before this family's first visit, I had read a research report. Yeah, I do that a lot. Titled Effective Carbohydrates on Adherence to E. coli in the Human Urinary Tract Epithelial Cells. Oh, wow. In English, Effective Carbohydrates on the E. coli Sticking inside the Urinary Tract. E. coli bacteria cause such a large proportion of urinary tract infections because, unlike most other bacteria, they're capable of attaching themselves right to the surface lining of the entire urinary tract. No kidding. Most of the bacteria can't attach themselves to the surface lining of the bladder or the ureters. E. coli easily invade, and most bacteria do, but the E. coli can stay in the bladder by sticking to D-mannose molecules, which happen to be naturally present in the surfaces of the kidney lining cells. So they aren't rinsed away with urination, because there they are stuck right onto the lining of the bladder or the urinary tract. But relatively large quantities of free D-mannose, what's that mean? That means it's not part of the lining of the bladder, but it's coming through the kidneys and out the ureters and into the bladder in a great gush. Relatively large quantity of that free D-mannose entering the bladder would attract the E. coli. They like D-mannose. My goodness, I can imagine a little E. coli saying, "Party time! Look at all that D-mannose. Let's go stick to it. Never mind just sticking to this one little piece over here in the lining of the bladder." So anyway, with all that D-mannose around, they go stick to that. They let go of the surface lining of the bladder. And then next time urination happens, they're all rinsed out, even though they weren't actually killed. Imagine that. They have a party with all that D-mannose. They're not killed. And so guess what? As I'll mention once again later, they don't develop any bacterial resistance because nobody's killing them. Pretty cool, huh? That's why bacteria develop resistance. Somebody's trying to kill them. But the D-mannose is what they like. Now, D-mannose is a sugar with known functions in human metabolism. Remember, it's part of the lining of the cells in the bladder anyway. Its only known adverse effects of the D-mannose are gas, loose stools, and even diarrhea if too much of it is used. But that's it. I explained the research and told Mom and Dad that I felt it was worth a try. as the potential benefits were much greater than the very minor risks. And that urinary tract infection cleared within days. No kidding! No antibiotics, just D-mannose! And the first time it's ever been used in clinical practice. It was in that research paper. Yeah, I'm not claiming credit for that. But Tahoma Clinic is the very first place that ever used it in clinical practice. Now, it appeared that even skeptical dad was on board when mom agreed that D-mannose couldn't hurt, and when she pointed out there really weren't any alternatives either. I told him we could order it from a special order from a chemical supply house. Believe it or not, chemical supply houses sell natural biochemicals in bulk also. And we'd give him a call when it arrived. Well, as they say, the rest is history. The young lady, my young patient's urinary tract infection, had cleared within a few days. At first, her parents gave her, mom and dad, I should say, gave her more D-mannose only when infections occurred. But this child had them so frequently that mom and dad decided to just have her taking D-mannose at intervals every day. And they determined what intervals she needed on their own. Just think, no lab tests to pay for. Just did we stop your bladder infections? She was able to stop the D-mannose entirely with no further recurrent infections when full puberty arrived, and her estrogens and other hormones assumed the job of protecting her urinary tract by, of course, their strengthening effect on the lining of the urinary tract. I started recommending D-mannose as the first-line treatment for any urinary tract infection, with the understanding that if symptoms didn't start to lessen within 24 hours, or even less, then an actual germ-killing treatment, such as an antibiotic, would likely be needed. Since the 1980s, D-mannose has eliminated urinary tract infections in 85 to 90% of all urinary tract infections. And this makes sense because that's about the percentage of E. coli infections. Well, word spread slowly at first, but today D-mannose is found most everywhere. Health food stores, compounding pharmacies, online, and even some regular pharmacies here in these United States and other places in the world. Now, D-mannose isn't patentable. Most of natural medicine isn't. So there's lots of healthy competition among suppliers, and as a result, it remains inexpensive. Imagine that. Inexpensive treatment. Yup, a lot of natural treatment is. Not all of it. No, I'm not trying to say that. But it's sure a heck of a lot cheaper than, $1,000 a pill? One other advantage I mentioned is to D-mannose treatment, which got started in the 1980s right here at Tahoma Clinic. One other advantage to D-mannose treatment is, since it doesn't actually kill bacteria, it doesn't induce bacterial resistance. I know I said that already, but that's kind of important, huh? We don't induce more and more and more resistant bacteria with this stuff. So it will forever continue to safely and effectively eliminate E. coli urinary tracts in humans, at least if they're E. coli infections. Now, there is time to tell you one other thing. Remember I mentioned I started recommending D-mannose as the first-line treatment for any UTI, urinary tract infection, with the understanding that if symptoms don't start to lessen within 24 hours, an actual germ-killing treatment will likely be needed? Yeah, I did say that. I also said such as an antibiotic. But I also happened to read an article published by Mayo Clinic physicians in the 1920s, and they said, if you take enough drops of potassium iodide, it'll concentrate in the urine and kill any germ there is. So how come I don't recommend that as first-line treatment? Folks, if you're going to be working with high doses of potassium iodide, please check with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because it is possible to take too much potassium iodide. In the case with D-mannose, it lets you know and just gives you gas and diarrhea, but potassium iodide. So anyway, check with your doctor. What members of my family have done is taken 12 to 15 drops, the adult members, and they're usually ladies, 12 to 15 drops every 3 to 4 hours for a couple, 3 days, and you know what? The infection's gone. But everybody's different. So please, please, please check with your natural medicine doctor whether that's safe for you to do. So if the D-mannose doesn't work, folks, we still don't have to use antibiotics. And you know what? Those bacteria don't develop iodide resistance either. Yep, at Tahoma Clinic, we're not only continuously reviewing medical and scientific research, both new and old, but we also put it to use in clinical practice.